You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 3:06. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
There you go. Made it halfway through the week. Cannot wait. Later, I said earlier on the show, later on, going to be hanging out at Cooper's Tavern tonight with Monte Ball, a fireside discussion moderated by our friend Kristen Bry. All proceeds going to Mental Health Awareness and Monte's Foundation and Journey as well. So really, really a great cause. I'm looking forward to an enlightening, a fun, but also an informative evening tonight at Cooper's Tavern.
I look forward to hearing about it. Well, also, Cooper's Tavern is just really delicious.
Also, Cooper's Tavern. They have all. How many taps do they have there? It's crazy.
A bunch. I don't know.
And the cool thing is they have unique beers from different places that you might not always have them. So, and there's going to be mocktails as well, which is pretty cool. So looking forward to that tonight. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, for being here, as he always is. Each and every week, he'll rejoin us next Wednesday. And Mr. Kreitlow will be back from Portugal.
Is that where he is?
I think so.
No, it is. I know.
You knew that.
I just didn't know if it was an undisclosed location.
Oh, I don't, it's not anymore, I guess. I thought he had talked about it on
the
show.
He probably did.
I don't know. Pat Kretlow's European vacation.
I'm pretty sure if we say he is in Portugal, there like nobody who's trying to find him is going to be able to find him.
I just hope he gets back in.
It's a whole country.
I just hope he gets back in.
I think he will.
And I'm only half, I mean, less than half joking, but it's a scary, kind of scary thing, right?
Here's the thing. He's a white man. For now, yeah. That's enough to get let back in.
Yeah, you're probably right. Coming up, speaking of white men, a different kind, Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, according to Politico.com, threatening to tank the GOP mega bill, the as Trump calls it, the big, beautiful bill. And he's been here before. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, Trump's legacy on the federal court system, young Americans. Zommers, you're a young American. The support for free speech in the United States amongst young Americans on the decline. We'll discuss that a little bit. I'll be interested to hear your take on that. And, of course, your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. But right now, it is 9 minutes past the hour of 3. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk sports stations around the state of Wisconsin. Well, that's kind of true. I'm not sure if the Brewers have the Brewers concluded yet, because the Brewers were on the Brewers stations here.
I do not know.
Let me look it up live on the air. This is the hot breaking news here. Hey, Milwaukee Brewers got a win.
They're in the bottom of the 8th.
Why does it say win on my... It says 2 minutes ago. It says Brewers win on the Twitter feed.
Well, I guess the thing that I'm looking at is outdated.
or maybe the Brewers are just projecting a win, which, you know, they could use that right now. Brewers are wrapping up against the Guardians this afternoon. And it looks like, yes, the Brewers indeed have won. And so all those stations that we're listening to the Brewer game, welcome back to the Talk Network across Wisconsin. Brewers will go at it again on Friday. They have tomorrow off, and then we'll be back home at AmFam Field, 6:35, pregame show. The Minnesota Twins are in town against the Brew Crew. So there you go. So anyway, what's worse? Your chance to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin. Here's the category today. And on a day like today, in Madison right now, mostly sunny skies. Could be some rough weather for parts of Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow, so be aware of that. But you have the allergies going on, right? All the trees leaving out. Do you say leaving out or budding out or blossoming out? I don't know.
I would probably say blossoming or blooming.
All right, very good. And you got the flowers and all that, which is fantastic. But for people who have allergies, no fun at all. And then with weather like this, you've got sunburn. So the category today, what's worse, allergies or sunburn? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you'll want to download it because on Friday, we're going to continue our free Friday ticket giveaway big time show. and it's we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets on this show alone, as well as on the other network shows. Your chance to, and that's the great thing about it. You can listen all day to Kreitlow in the Morning, Jane Matt Nair from 9 until 11, along with Greg Bach. Then you got the Tom Hartman Show, then us, then Maggie Dawn, then Pete Schwabba. And on each of these shows, you can listen and text in during, we'll give you a word for that particular show. And just from that and those entries alone on that show, we pick a winner on Fridays, and those winners get a game with 4 tickets to the Civic Media seats, we'll call them. The club, they're very nice seats in the club section of AmFam Field. So the point is you got to have your app ready to go. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll come up. Takes less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. So text us or call us on today's What's Worse, Allergies or Sunburn. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Brian, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Brian, allergies or sunburn? What's worse?
Hey, guys. From experience, I'm going to say allergies just because they're trickier, in my point of view, to prevent or treat. You know, because once allergies get into your system,
right,
there's the eyes, the nasal sprays, you know, and all that. At least with sunburn prevention, you can at least put on sunscreen. And if you do get sunburn, then you at least can use aloe treatment or, you know, wear a hat or something like that. But once the allergies get in your system, you're miserable. And it's not just for a few days. And a lot of people are dealing with allergies right now, and they're lasting like a week and a half, 2 weeks, just for one bout of allergies.
So, does yours depend on whether or not, like year to year? Because my allergies have gotten worse, but like so far, knock on wood, they haven't been that bad this year.
You know what's funny is it's like pre-COVID, I never used to have allergy problems.
Really?
Maybe sometimes with my parents' pets. And it was only when I would, you know, visit my parents and, you know, you could tell there was dander in the air and stuff like that. But now mommy has a purifier at home because I live with her and she tries to, you know, keep the pet dander down. But it seems like since COVID, my eyes would water all the time, and then I'm sneezing all the time. And now it's at the point where I literally have to take a Zyrtec, I use Flonase, and I use eye drops.
That's crazy.
For my allergies. They're that bad. And it just seems like if everyone tells me this, that they just keep getting worse.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, take care of yourself, Brian. Hopefully
you too. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the listenership. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, today's category, allergies or sunburn? On the text line, Chris, listening in beautiful Rock County in Janesville on WMDX, says, until I turned 48, I would have said sunburn is worse. Now that I somehow have allergies, I'm going to get a sunburn. But 48 seemed to be the key there. Okay, interesting. Christy, listening up a beautiful WCFW in Eau Claire. I'll be up there next week for my youngest niece's graduation. Christy in Eau Claire says, sunburn hurts but goes away. Allergies are all summer long, so allergies are worse. You can feel sick for months. Yeah, that's the thing that lingers, right? Matt in Madison, or pardon me, Matt Middleton, listening on WMDX, says sunburn is far worse. as you can end up looking like some of those hideous gold digger. What? I'm not sure.
Women.
Oh, good Lord. who frequent Mar-a-Lago or even Orange like the man himself. Gross. I'm laughing because I think it was last night at NBC. They had like a Joan Rivers. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Joan Rivers, for those who might not know, was a comedian, a groundbreaker. Really, she was one of the first big women. I mean, she in comedy, and she ended up co-host or was the permanent guest host of The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson would go on vacation, and then was the first woman to have a late night show of her own. And it took 18 years until Chelsea Handler was the next woman to host a late night show.
Yes, a pioneer in entertainment.
Anyway, she was. She passed away like 10 years ago. So they had this tribute to her last night on NBC. I watched a little bit of it. And some of her jokes, oh my gosh. I mean, really raunchy and really funny. And she was going after, cougars and gold diggers and women that had, plastic surgery and everything. And would make fun about women's body parts that I can't say on the air, but were really funny. Joe, I'd forgotten how funny Joan Rivers was. Greg in Genesee Depot on the subject at hand, what's worse, says sunburn is the worst. Tyler, listening in Columbia County on WMDX, sunburn is the worst. I live in my IT world closet and light burns. I'll go back to my cave now. Well, that's true, right? People that work indoors all the time, it's certainly harder. Megan, listening in beautiful Sun Prairie here in Dane County, hometown. Well, not the hometown. It's right down the street from Luke Mather's house on WMDX, says allergies are worse, especially food allergies and sensitivities. Stomachs are difficult to diagnose when there's a problem. Well, that's kind of a whole, I guess we didn't clarify, but that's a whole different kind of allergy, food allergies. I think the category refers to
seasonal.
Pollen type of allergies. Allergies or sunburn, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Zombers, what's worse?
I think I'm going to have to go with the call we got earlier from Brian in Milwaukee and the texter saying that allergies are worse because you can feel sick for months. The last few years, have not had nearly as bad seasonal allergies as I did. But when I was younger, it was debilitating.
Really?
In the spring and the fall.
Yeah.
Where, I'd go and help my dad with something outside. Well, just kidding. Nope. I'm going to have to sit in the truck the entire time because I can't breathe.
Sneezing all the time, running nose, all that kind of stuff. Like I said, might have gotten worse as I've gotten older, except so far this year, I'm a little stuffed up, a little more nasal than normal right now, but not as bad as I have been in other years. I would say that the allergies are worse because, as other callers have said, sunburn kind of lasts for 2-3 days, the worst part of it, if you really get burned. Again, use suntan, I don't want to call it lotion, but
some of them are suntan lotion, yeah, or
some kind of blocker.
Sunscreen.
That's the word. Thank you. Use sunscreen, folks. That's the key. Use sunscreen and you won't have the sunburn. But
right. It's easier to prevent for most people. Some right. people burn super easily, but for most people, it's easier to prevent sunburn.
Usually, yeah. So I'm going to say that allergies are worse. If you still want to dial in, we'll take a couple more calls. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Bob in Sauk City says sunburn is worse. Can't get cancer from allergies. Well said, Bob. Well said. We'll come back and talk a little Ron Johnson. He's threatening to tank the big, beautiful bill. Stay with us. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour, 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this hump day. Beautiful skies right now here in Madison, downtown Madison on State Street. some big white fluffy clouds that may turn into storm clouds later on. So in all seriousness, weather could get rough later on tonight and tomorrow. So be aware of that. Particularly, and I'm talking really rough. When I say central Wisconsin, basically take far western Wisconsin and far eastern off the board, and it's everything else. So it's kind of a wide swath, some unstable weather coming in, but keep an eye to the sky here. But right now, it's absolutely beautiful. Here's the thing, pursuing truth, as we say, sometimes Todd makes a mistake. And I fess up to it. I own up to it. So in the and here's what's happened. The attorneys we always talk about are listening to the show, and the censors, the civic media attorney censors, have called in and called me. I did not give accurate information on the big free ticket Friday brewer giveaway earlier this hour, and I need to correct myself.
Yes, we must issue a correction. First of all, and most importantly, this is a statewide contest.
It is a statewide contest. Yes, that's the most important thing. Now, here's the deal. We're running this on Fridays for the rest of the brewer season. And you could have a chance to win on the Pat Kreitlow Show, Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, which airs across most of the network. Also on Mino and the Mayor, which airs in Green Bay and Oshkosh. On John and Gordy, which airs here in Madison. On Matt and Aaron Air with Jane and Greg from 9 until 11 across the network. The Tom Hartman Show has an opportunity to win. We do. And then the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. So those are the correct time slots. And the other thing is that we'll have one 4-pack winner each Friday, not for each show. I misspoke on that.
Right. And so what you get is not 5 chances to win a set of tickets. You get 5 – or sorry, this is difficult to phrase. You don't get 5 chances to win 4 tickets each show. You get up to 5 chances per day for one set of tickets.
You made it much more difficult than it needed to be. You get 5 chances to win a set of tickets. That's the bottom line. I really need to start going to the meetings. This is great. This is great. It's still, you get there are 4 tickets and the beautiful club level seats up for grabs each Friday. And you can enter so that the bottom line is the more you listen to Civic Media on Fridays, the greater the chance is that you can enter, which increases your chances to win that one set of 4 tickets each Friday.
Yes.
Did I get it right now?
That's correct.
All right, very good. All right, that's good. We got the paperwork out of the way. 855-752-4842. We got Jack in Merrimack. Thank goodness, Jack. Get us back on track here. You wanted to weigh in on what's worse, allergies or sunburn. Jack, what's worse?
Well, I was a professional lifeguard for 6 years and know all about sunburn that you could possibly imagine. I also had allergies. I was just starting at the time I was 11 or 12 years old. Mm-hmm. But 10 years ago, I connected with a doctor who was an allergy specialist, and he started me on a series of shots. Today,
really?
I'm about 95% allergy-free. So, you know, you can cure allergies to a certain extent. I still have I was a swimmer for a long time too, and I still have an allergy to chlorine water. They don't have a cure for that one.
Really? Jack, as a former lifeguard, what do you feel is the best sunscreen to use to protect people outside?
Boy, almost anything that's got an SPF of 30 or so, I would say.
Okay.
My preference was back in the day for a thing called Bullfrog, which doesn't exist anymore. I guess you can find some old bottles still full on eBay. I've run across once or twice. But regarding sunburn, I have a regular 6-month appointment with a dermatologist, and about every other appointment, he burns some stuff off of my face or other body parts that were exposed, shall we say, are probably the direct result of all those sunburns.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say sunburn is more dangerous, although people can have very dangerous allergies too. I wouldn't doubt that.
That's a great point, Jack. The consequences of long term exposure and sunburn like that, those can be, you know, life threatening. Some of the face cancers and that sort of thing. I mean, if you don't catch those early enough, and so prevention is the key, right, Jack? Slather on the SPF 35 or 40 or even 50, or wear a brimmed hat, something like that, if you're gonna be outside.
All of the above, actually. Mm-hmm. And if you already have had a lot of exposure, preventive maintenance is a real critical thing, especially at my age.
You're still pretty spry, Jack, I think. I mean, you know, your voice sounds spry. So we always appreciate you calling in. Thanks, Jack and Merrimack. All right, so here's a good question, by the way. Teresa, listening in Madison on WMDX on the Brewers Friday ticket giveaway, she asks, if the tickets we're giving away on Friday are for the game? No, they aren't. That's a great question. Each giveaway day is going to have a specific game. And so, at least in our show, I tell you what that game is. So you have to be able to go to that game, and you cannot exchange it for a different game. So,
and it'll always be at least a few days ahead of time.
Right.
You're never going to have to figure out, oh, do I need to change my plans today? No, right. It'll always be at least in the next week.
One of our listeners, Kurt, texts in, what's worse is trying to figure out your giveaways. What the heck are you guys talking about? That's pretty good. I like that one. By the way, the Brewers won 9-5 over the Guardians. How about that? As Mel Kiefer once said. Come on back. We'll get around. We'll finally get to this story of Ron Johnson threatening to tank the big, beautiful bill in Washington, D.C. News, weather, and sports is next. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Doing it. Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this beautiful Wednesday. As the meteorology team said, some parts of the state may get some rough weather later on tonight into tomorrow, so be aware of that, but enjoying the day here so far, a sunny afternoon in downtown Madison. Going to get to the story in Politico on Ron Johnson in a minute, but one more phone call on our subject, our category from What's Worse Today. What's Worse? Allergies or sunburn. We go out to beautiful Spring Green, listening to WRCE in Richland Center. Mike in Spring Green. Mike, thanks for calling. Allergies or sunburn, what's worse?
Well, I think sunburn is worse because it's dangerous. But the last guy you had was, you know, you were talking about preventatives. And something I have is a couple of shirts that actually have SPF ratings.
Yes.
And one has a hood. And we're looking for that cloth because we want to make skirts for our kayaks so our legs are covered as well. But I wear those things when I swim, and they're kind of light nylon, and they work great. So
now,
that's a thought, too.
I appreciate you mentioning that. I actually have on right now one of my L.L. Bean shirts that has that in it. I have a couple of shirts and a pair of pants that have that UFB protection in it. And they say it's good for anywhere between 50 and 75 washes before it really starts to kind of deteriorate. So, hey, anything helps.
Well, in most cases, I swim in freshwater lakes with it. So I just rinse them out and I don't wash them maybe every 3 times or so that I use them,
Yeah, absolutely. So, great tip. Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks. Have a great day out there in beautiful Spring Green in southwest Wisconsin. All right, let's get to this story in Politico today. Our very own Wisconsin U.S. Senator, Republican Ron Johnson, threatening to tank the Republican mega bill. And the headline says he's been there before. Ron Johnson is no stranger to being a squeaky wheel inside the Senate GOP. Now he's asking for trillions of dollars worth of grease. The frequently cantankerous Wisconsin senator is pushing his fellow Republicans to deliver huge spending cuts as part of their party-line domestic policy bill and vowing to block President Donald Trump's top legislative priorities if his demands, which are shared by a small cadre of fiscal hawks, aren't met. As the mega bill moves through the House, Johnson increasingly is vocal in his warnings, and that are an early indicator for the U.S. Senate GOP leadership and the White House that they've got major headaches awaiting them across the Capitol. Senate Republicans can only afford to lose three people, have three defections on the expected party line vote. Johnson said in an interview where he described his insistence on returning to the federal government to quote-unquote pre-pandemic levels of spending, he said, quote, "I think there's enough of us that would say no, that's not adequate," unquote. Now, the math, according to Politico, the math issue that is created for Republicans is stark. If the House GOP is struggling to hit the $1.5 trillion with a T in spending cuts, while Johnson and his allies want to go much, much further, returning to the level of federal expenditures that predates multiple rounds of pandemic stimulus. A major infrastructure bill and the Democrats' own domestic policy mega bill would, by Johnson's own estimation, require more than $6 trillion cuts. So again, the House right now trying to hit 1.5, struggling to do that, Johnson insisting on 6. Now, again, I'm somebody who is, I don't have a problem with spending cuts when you look at an agency or something, a program, and do an evaluation. In Wisconsin, we have an audit bureau for years and years led by a great person, Jan Mueller, who was kind of the equivalent to Bob Lang, who runs the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Nobody questioned Jan Mueller when she was the director of the Audit Bureau here in Wisconsin, because she did it right down the middle, as they say. She didn't take sides. She looked at the numbers. She reported it as it was. You could trust what she said. I think we need the same thing at the federal level. Of course, much harder to do, much bigger budget, much different agencies. But you can look at certain agencies, certain programs, and say, is this working? What is being funded? Is that what taxpayers are getting back? And if not, then there are some cuts to be had. On the flip side, it's indisputable that to get the cuts that the Republicans are talking about in Congress right now, whether it's $1.5 trillion in the House or this ridiculous goal of Johnson's at $6 trillion in the Senate, there ain't no way you're going to get there unless, A, you gut Medicaid, Medicare programs and start going after Social Security, and or you tax the ultra-rich. And I want to be clear about this because some people confuse this a little bit. Well, you know, millionaires should be paying their fair share. Look, there are farmers in Wisconsin. There are small, truly small business people in Wisconsin who make $1 million plus a year. You know, gross. But they also pay a lot out. I'm talking about the Elon Musks of the world, the billionaires, the people like Trump who pay a lot of money for attorneys and lawyers and accountants and find loopholes so that the richest, the one percenters in this country, pay the least amount of taxes. Meanwhile, folks like you and me are, you know, shelling out a lot of our income. And look, I don't mind, well, nobody likes paying taxes. But as long as I know it's going to services that I enjoy or my friends and neighbors enjoy, I get it. It's how you got to run the country. But, and there's part of me that really thinks that all this stuff about the plane and Qatar and all the, I actually think Trump wants the plane. But we spend so much time, and I'll put myself in this box, I spend so much time talking about the fire hose of information every day, the headline, that I don't think we've talked enough about, at least on this program, about what's going on with this budget in Washington, D.C. Because this stuff, these cuts that Republicans want to make all the name of quote-unquote fiscal conservatism, is going to have the biggest impact on us as Wisconsinites. And as a former Republican, let me tell you, what the Republicans right now, the MAGA folks, are doing, there's nothing fiscally conservative about it. They want to raise the debt ceiling by trillions of dollars, mortgaging our kids' and grandkids' future. When I worked for a Republican member of Congress in the 90s, they worked in a bipartisan fashion with Democratic President Bill Clinton, and they got rid of the deficit. Then along came 9/11 and spending on that war. Then you had the pandemic, of course. So Ron Johnson, this is just pie in the sky. This is just, there's no way you can hit this mark unless you just gut programs. And that's going to be really interesting to see how this moves forward, because if Johnson is truly serious and he's done this before, he's dug in, then Republicans are going to need at least a handful of Democrats to cross over to pass this. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, watching on YouTube, says we should only be speaking about Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. We should hear from your callers about how important these programs are to them. It's a great thought, L.A. Anybody, and here's, and we've talked a little bit about on this show before, there's a stereotype that is held up by my former party that somehow people that receive assistance are lazy, don't want to work, you know, just lying around. But again, these programs are helping our parents and our grandparents who are in nursing homes. These programs are helping people all over the state, not just in blue voting counties, but red voting counties. If you look at who receives these benefits, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, these are safety net programs, and in many cases, people who have retired, they might get some retirement, but that Social Security check, whatever it is very important. And I want to be really clear and really careful. So far, keywords so far, what is being talked about amongst these cuts, as best I know, no one's talking about taking away payments from people who are currently on Social Security. And that's, there are people out there that want to use this to score political points. And it scares the bejesus out of senior citizens who rely on this. And I think those are cheap shots, and I distance myself from those. No one that I've heard that's reputable so far has said we're going to change what people are currently getting on Social Security. But hey, I'm 55. I'm in that category where I'm hoping I might get some of it back, but I don't know if I'm going to get all of it back. But certainly people 40 and younger, that's where we're talking about here. That Social Security might not be a thing for that generation and people paying into it. And instead of drawing lines in the sand, like Ron Johnson is here, what we really need is what Tip O'Neill, a very liberal, big-time Democrat from Massachusetts, Speaker of the House in the 1980s, and an adversary of Republican Ronald Reagan, the president, but they found a way in the 80s to sit down and at least for, you know, 35, 40 years, save Social Security. We need more people like that who are very ardent and say, look, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat, we're not changing each other on that. But we have to find these basic things that keep our community, that keep our country going, to come to some bipartisan agreement on. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Cam in Appleton says, I put 10 years worth of money so far into it. I'll eat
someone if I don't get it back. Just, okay. Just a joke, like saying, right. You know, man, I really hope this sticks around.
Yeah, absolutely. They're very important programs to a number of our folks. And again, Ron Johnson, just, you know, posturing. Not my cup of tea. Anyway, I wanted to bring that up. We'll talk more about this as the budget moves forward. Going to change gears from the focus being on older folks to younger folks. New, not really polling, I guess new data from futurefreespeech.org. Futurefreespeech.org. Headline, Young Americans' Support for Free Speech Declines. In both 2021 and 2024, nationally representative groups of 18 to 34-year-olds in the United States were asked whether they believe people should be able to express various potentially controversial statements. And a smaller percentage agreed in 2024 than in 2021. This is fascinating to me. And a little, quite frankly, disturbing. Will Zomers is in that category. We'll ask him on the other side. Take your phone calls as well. It is a Wednesday edition of the Todd Allball Show across the state of Wisconsin. And you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to across the state of Wisconsin. A weather update. Again, weather could get rough over parts of Wisconsin later on tonight and into tomorrow, so keep aware of that. A sports update from our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers get a win, finally, in Cleveland this afternoon over the Guardians of Cincinnati. 9-5, Brew Crew wins, and they'll return home to Milwaukee for a series against the Minnesota Twins starting on Friday. Broadcast time set for 11:35 on Friday across select stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. I hope one of your stations has been selected. And then after that, after the weather and sports update, Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6 and Pete Schwabba every evening from 6 until 8 for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Always a great program. A couple of phone calls to clean up, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, listening on WMDX. Steve in Beaver Dam, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, well, I'm a retired postal worker. And when I joined back in the early 90s, we were part of what they call the FER system, the Federal Employee Retirement System. Mm. Now, that's a three-part system, one of which is Social Security. So it's literally part of your retirement package. So now they're talking about trying to cut Social Security. You're cutting the retirement for postal workers.
Yeah, 100%.
And other federal workers.
No, I totally, you're absolutely right, Steve. And thank you, first of all, for being a postal carrier all those years. You guys and gals don't get enough credit for everything you have to do for the rest of us. But you earned that. That's the point, right? Is that
yeah.
Federal, I mean, whoever pays in, you've earned that. It's not like people are getting a handout here.
No, they used to have a better, what I always thought was a better retirement system, but they got rid of that in the 80s, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And you got like 75-80% of your final three or whatever salary. And then they went to this system where you pay into your 401k, you pay into your pension, small pension, and then you pay into Social Security. It's a three-prong system. It's supposed to make up for the stuff that they took away. Now they're talking about cutting Social Security. It takes away from what you thought you were getting.
Yeah. Yeah, really appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly out to L.A. Tom, Los Angeles, California. L.A., if you can make a brief, I'm up against the clock here, and I got to get this last story, but go ahead.
Yep, Todd, I got to push back at you. Don't you dare say I'm 55, and I hope it's there. That is total BS. You have paid into that system your whole life. This is an earned benefit. This is not a welfare-type program. And on top of that, all they have to do is scrap the cap of people that make more than $160,000 a year and Social Security would be solvent for the next 50, 100 longer years.
Right.
So don't fall into that where I hope it's there and things like that. You need to stand strong and say it will be there, and if not, then the people that I that represent me will be gone. Their asses will be out.
Well, I mean that. Yeah, I agree with your attitude, but I'm also practical enough to understand that I alone. I mean, I think it's just. I think it's good financial planning to say, look, you have to be prepared for anything that could happen. You can't, you know, none of us could control the future.
You have your radio show. You have your radio show, and you need to make sure everyone out there is not saying, I hope it's there. You need to make sure everyone, we are a democracy still. Mm-hmm. So therefore, before we become a complete authoritarian dictatorship, I don't want to hear the hope and things like that. No, we paid into it. In fact,
I'm not saying that it shouldn't be here. I think you're taking my comment a little too literally, quite frankly. I mean, I want it to be there. I want it, you know, I plan on it being there. But again, you know, it's in these days, we can't necessarily always say everything is 100%. But I hope you'll keep listening. Always great to hear from Tom in L.A. All right, I want to get to this. This is from futurefreespeech.org. In both 2021 and 2024, nationally representative groups of 18 to 34-year-olds, in which Zomers is in that category in the U.S., were asked whether they believe people should be able to express various potentially controversial statements. And it turns out that fewer people in the 18 to 34-year-old category are saying this. The first question, people should be able to express statements that, one, are offensive to minority groups. Now, that has not changed. 59% in 2021, 59% in 2024 say that, yes, people should be able to say things that are offensive. Like, for instance, when you get, you know, 20 yahoos that call themselves Nazis with small genitalia and they put on hoods up at the Capitol and they march around. Now, they're complete idiots, but under the Constitution, do they have the right to do that? Yes. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. Next one. Should people be able to express themselves that are offensive to your religion and beliefs? In 2021, 71% said yes. In 2024, only 57% said yes.
That is a concerning decline.
Next one. People should be able to express statements that support homosexual relationships. 79% said yes, that should be allowed in 2021. Now only 59% in 2024. What's up with your generation, Zomers?
I don't know. Joe Rogan. Right. Well, more so Andrew Tate. People like him.
Really? Andrew Tate?
Oh, yeah. He is
the last
garbage.
One, should you be able to insult the national flag? 71% of 18 to 34-year-olds said yes, you should be able to in 2021. Now only 43%
wow.
say yes. Folks, freedom of expression is a constitutional right. And that is something I can guarantee. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.